guys. Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas, is always laned as we get ready for the period known as the Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks. Kol Roidfeho Hisiguha Bein HaMetzorim, as the Pasuk says in Eicha. Beginning with Shavasa B'Tamas, tonight is already Shavasa B'Tamas, although the fast doesn't begin until tomorrow morning. Certain halachas of Avelis do begin already tonight. The name of the parasha Pinchas, and we know Pinchas was the Kanoi, the zealot, who killed Zimri, saving Klal Yisrael, and was rewarded that he becomes a Kohen, and also as the Targum Yonason says, he becomes Eliyahu HaNavi, who lives forever. Pinchas remembers a halacha which everyone else forgot. Pinchas is of the caliber, he's the kind of person that doesn't forget. He's a futuristic neshama. His neshama is from Ba'asid Lavai. Even Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha of Ha'bayel Aramis Kanoi and Pagan Boy. Pinchas did not. Pinchas remembered. And therefore Pinchas was the one who was told to do the job, which he does, and he saves Klal Yisrael. Pinchas epitomizes the Jew in the future world, the way it was ought to be, the way it was supposed to be on Shavasa B'Tamas, had we received the Luchas. Because if we would have received the Luchas, HaRishonos, there would be no Shikcha, as the Gemara says, that the fact that there's Shikchas HaTorah is only because of Shviras HaLuchas. If not for Shviras HaLuchas, we would never have forgotten Torah at all. And Pinchas is that person. Pinchas doesn't forget. Pinchas did not forget. Pinchas lives forever. If we would have accepted the Luchas HaRishonos, everyone would have lived forever, as the Gemara says, "An Yomati Elokim Atem." So the laning Pinchas, Pashas Pinchas, now in the week of Shavasa B'Tamas seems to be strange. On the one hand, because Shavasa B'Tamas was the day when Shikcha set in as a result of Shvirus Halufas, Misa as a result of Chet HaEgel, which occurred today and tomorrow, Tezayin Yedzayin Tamas, brought about death. Misa that had resulted as because of the Chetei Tzadas, which would have been taken away when Klai Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, Paskezu HaMasan, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, returned because of what happened with the Chetei Ego. The Karban Tamid ceased to be sacrificed. No more Karban Tamid, as the name Tamid indicates, it's supposed to be Tamid, constant, consistency, all the time. Shavasa B'Tamas, no more Karban Tamid. Pashas Pinchas speaks about the Karban Tamid. The parasha that we read every single day, for those who say the Karbanis every day before davening, Shachris and Mincha, is in this week's parasha, which called Ha'oisik B'Toiras Oyelaki Iluhikrav Oyela. When you learn about the halachas of the Karbanis, it's as if you actually sacrifice them, which is one of the reasons that we say the parasha of the Tamid every single day, and we daven Shachris and Mincha as substitutes for the Karban Tamid that we lost on Shavasa B'Tamas. And yet in Parashas Pinchas, it talks about the Karban Tamid. Tzavas B'nei Yisrael Yomata Aleihem. The parasha doesn't seem to fit in the time. I mean, Shavasa B'Tamas brought about Shikcha, brought about Misa, the end of the Karban Tamid. The city of Yerushalayim is cracked open. Hufka Ha'ir, Atiboka Ha'ir, as Chazal tell us. Some say the first place Hamikdash was the ninth of Tamas. It was the second that was Shavasa B'Tamas. Because there's a stira in the Pesukim, one Pasuk says it was the 9th, one Pasuk says it was the 17th. So Bavli, in the Gemara in Bavli, says because the first was the 9th and the second was the 17th. But since so many other tragedies occurred on the 17th, Chazal Kaveya Tainis on the 17th and not the 9th, Yerushalmi says that Kilkul Chashbainis Yeshkan, that there's a mistake actually, that they miscalculated. They thought it was the 9th, really, it was the 17th. The Parsha has to do with the time. We mentioned that many times. The parasha really talks about the way the time ought to be. In other words, Parashas Pinchas is speaking about Tammuz in the time when Tammuz is supposed to be the month of Tikkun. It was supposed to be the month of Tikkun. It was supposed to be the month that we received the first Luchos. It will be again, as Aaron said, Chag LaHashem Mochar. Tomorrow will be a Yom Tov, and all the Svarim say, even though it never happened, it will happen. The Divrei Tzadikim Kayamim, the words of Tzadikim, are fulfilled, if not now, later, that Shavasa B'Tamas will be a Chag, Chag LaHashem Mocha. We could still wish tonight that Chag LaHashem Mocha, that tomorrow will be a Yom Tov, we won't have to fast. Parshas Pinchas begins with the story of Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas ends with the Yomim Tovim. In fact, this is also the parasha of all the holidays. Also strange to be reading now, as we are about to begin the saddest time of the year, the 3 weeks, in which the custom is not to listen to music, not to make weddings, and then we go further into the 9 days, or the week of Tisha B'Av, where there's no meat or wine. And one of the reasons we don't eat meat and drink wine is because karbanas were meat, was meat and wine. The carbonus, those that were allowed to be eaten, the meat was eaten, and the wine was poured on the Mizbeach, and since we don't have it, we do not eat meat and drink wine during this time of Avelis, and yet we read here Parashas Pinchas, which talks about all the holidays, all the Yom Tovim, including the Niska Yayin Revias Hahin, the pouring of the wine on the Mizbeach. The timing seems to be a little off. However, just the opposite. The fact is, as the Svarim tell us, that on Shabbos, there's no Avelis. The Shabbosos of the 3 weeks are the highest weeks. Those are the highest Shabbosos, because on Shabbos, we see the panemius, you see the inner, the essence of what these days really are. These are really days of Geula. It's just that they fell. Now they're days of Golus and Churban and Tainus and Avelis, but soon it'll be revealed what these days really are. They were supposed to be Shavasa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, days of Yom Tov, days of Geula. They will be. The parsha, therefore, that we read during this time reveals to us what is coming, what these days ought to be. The parsha ends off with Shmini Atzeres. So we begin Parshas Pinchas, which is the eighth parsha of Sefer Bamidbar, with the story of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, who's being lauded, he's being praised here, because many, many were vilifying him for what he did. They believed that what he did on his own. He had no right to kill Zimri Anasi Shevet Mizrael. They were also saying that he did it because of his character, that his character was flawed. He was a grandchild of Yisro on his mother's side. And Yisro was an idol worshiper at one time. Yisro was a cruel idol worshiper at one time. He's from Midian. Midian is Modonu Meriva. Yisro was a person who enjoyed fighting and killing. Of course, he's the neshama of Cain, as it's brought down, the first murderer. But Yisro changes. Yisro turns around. They don't realize, those who were vilifying Pinchas, because of his lineage from Yisro, that Yisro made a complete turnaround, and Yisro went from being Kohen Midian to becoming the Chosein Moshe. So the fact that Pinchas had this in his Yichus really should not have been said at all. The Torah, however, tells us that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Pinchas takes after his grandfather Aaron, the Oyev Shalom and the Roidev Shalom, and what Pinchas did over here was against his grain. It was against his character to kill someone. Pinchas is an Ish HaChesed. Pinchas was a man of peace. Pinchas is a grandchild of Aaron. So what he did was l'shem shamayim, b'kamayas kenosi b'soicham. So the Torah praises him here. He becomes Eliyahu Malach HaBris. He becomes the one who comes to every bris milah. And the parsha ends with the Yom Tov, the greatest Yom Tov, the most joyous Yom Tov of the year, of the Yom Tovim of Torah Shebiksav, is Shmini Atzeres. What's the connection between Pinchas and Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara tells us that if you see Pinchas in a dream, Haraya Pinchas Bachaloyim, Pelenasaloi, a wonder will occur to him. Now, literally, this means because Pinchas was Zaycha because of what he did to many, many miracles. The Gemara says 10, some say 12, some say 6. There were many miracles that Chag Mi'ayusim brings down at the end of the previous parsha that occurred. Harbe Nisim Nasuloi, Rashi ends last week's parsha with the words, Harbe Nisim Nasuloi, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Parakan Esrofin. All the different miracles that occurred to Pinchas, Neflois, Plois, Pilei Ploim. So the Gemara says, if a person sees Pinchas in a dream, not necessarily that he knows what Pinchas looks like, if you see the word Pinchas, or if you see someone who says he's Pinchas, you see it in a dream. So the Gemara says, Pele Naseloi. What's the concept? What does that mean? What does it mean, Pele Naseloi? Lamai Nafkamina. What's the Gemara teaching us? The parasha really, besides ending off with Shmini Atzeres, the last pasuk of the parasha is really the beginning of the next parasha. So Rashi says, Lahafsiko Inyan, because till now we're talking about the Yomim Tovim, and now comes the parasha of Nidorim. So one should not think that Moshe did not tell them about all the Yamim Toivim, because the next parasha starts by Dabi Moshe of Rosh Yamat, Zehada Ishki Yidor Neder. So by Yamim Moshe of Bnei Yisrael, you should know that Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael, Gechela Shetziva Hashem is Moshe. And the last pasuk over here is sort of an introduction to the next parasha, which is the parasha of Nedarim. Why is that here? Concerning Tammuz, Tammuz is the month in which Klal Yisrael, as we said, was supposed to reach the highest level. The highest level is the level that is called Pella. Noira Sehilos Oisei Fella. Pella means wonders. Pella also means hidden, like it says, Lo Niflesi Mimecha, Ki Yipole Mimecha Dover, something which is hidden. The Mokam HaMikdash is called the Mokam HaPella, the place when we have questions and halachas are concealed. We go to the Mokam HaMikdash. That's the place to find out the Dvar Halacha. K'mitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Pella is the letters Aleph. So the Svarim tell us the Torah that we have today is the Torah of Bria, the Torah of Beis. Bereishit starts with a Beis. It's level number two. There's a higher level. That's the Aleph. Pella, Isis Aleph, which is what the Aseres Hadibris began with. The Aseres Hadibris began with an Aleph, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. In fact, the Svarim tell us that the 22 days of between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av represent the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, meaning Shavuot B'Tammuz is Aleph. Shavuot B'Tammuz, we were supposed to reach the level of Pella. Pella also means to separate. We were supposed to be totally separated from the nations of the world. The purpose of giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael was to set them apart. We are the Am Hashem, we are the Am HaNivchar, we are the Am HaPela. Pela meaning separate, different. However, as a result of all the tragedies, as a result of the Chatoyim that occurred in the month of Tammuz, in which Pela is supposed to be revealed, the opposite occurs. Because we sin and we assimilated, and we wanted to be like the goyim, especially by the Beis Hamikdash, by his region, Churban by his sheni, the Eden with Dini Avodah Zarah, other averus. So naturally, if we don't want to stay apart from the nations, if we don't realize the schus that we are the nation that is supposed to be apart from all the nations, and instead we want to mix, mingle, assimilate with them, so Hashem says, okay, so they're going to come in and they're going to take over, and Shivasa B'Tammuz, the walls of Yerushalayim were broken down. The Goyim started to take over. What was supposed to be Pella ends up turning out the opposite. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Vatered Piloim. The word Pella is being used again. Vatered Piloim is B'Gematria Chodesh Tammuz. That Klal Yisrael went down in a Hafle Vafela Dika Eifer. And it was in a wondrous manner. Even the Goyim could not believe how Yerushalayim was destroyed, how the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, how Klal Yisrael was exiled. The Pesukim and Eicha repeat constantly that the Goyim, when they passed by, they were amazed to see the Churban, because they knew Klal Yisrael is the nation of Hashem, and Hashem himself, look what Hashem himself did to his own people. More so, we find in the Teichicha, the Torah uses the word Pelotu, V'hifla Hashem es Makoyscha. And the Gemara says on that passage, V'hifla Hashem es Makoyscha, that it's referring to shikchas ha-Torah, forgetting of Torah, which is synonymous with galus. Galus brings about shikcha. The hifla Hashem es makoyscha. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya chav tes, where the pasuk says, "Hinni Yosef lahafli." The Eibishter says, "I am going to bring about a wondrous tragedy," and the pasuk uses the word hafle vafela, double pella pella. V'avdas. The Avda Chachmas Chachamav, Binas Nevoinav, which Chazal Gemara and Shabbos Tav Kuf Lamed Ches is referring to Shikchas HaTorah, that there won't be Chachamim, or even the Chachamim that will be, they won't be transmitting Torah, there will be forgetfulness. And according to that opinion in the Gemara, the Torah is going to be totally forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Comes along, of course, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai on that daf, and he says no, Chas V'Shalom, that the Torah will never be forgotten. The pasuk says Ki Lois Yishochach Mipi Zarei. There will always be those that will keep the Torah alive. There will be Shikchas HaTorah, but there will be those who will bring the Torah back. There will be those who will remind us of the Torah, like in our parasha Pinchas. Because in this time here, with the story of Shittim, at the end of the previous parasha, there was also a total Shikchas HaTorah. Everyone forgot the halacha, including Moshe Rabbeinu. One man, Pinchas, remembers the halacha. The Torah seems to use, the Navi, the Torah uses the word Pella, not only in the positive sense, that we are the nation that is set apart, and we find this word in Tehillim, Atahakel oisei pele hoidata b'am muzach, or the pasuk also tells us v'chisa chatzayin amecha b'yad Moshe v'Aaron, and then the Torah also uses the word pele. Rashi quotes it in Parshas Vayeshanan on the pasuk v'yotzi acha b'fonav b'choychei hagodol l'mitzrayim. Yet also Rashi brings out a pasuk in Tehillim with the word pele in it. Concerning when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the Eibishter showed his ployim, the Eibishter showed his wonders. However, because of the chet, because of the golus, because of the yerida, the same pele which is used lemal yusa, the same pele which is used in the positive is now used in the negative. Instead of it being pele in the good sense, it became ateret ployim. Hinani Yosef lahafli hafle vofela. What day were we supposed to be zoicha to this madrega of pele, of the fact that we are set apart from all the nations, which pele means set apart. Pele also means hidden, that we were going to be receiving the hidden part of the Torah, the level of Aleph, pele oisius Aleph, was Shavasa b'Tamuz. Tamuz is the month in which we were supposed to be totally set apart from Umay Sa'ilam. By receiving the luchas rishonis that was supposed to be given to us, would totally set us apart from the nations by us being the Kohanim and the Melachim, V'yatim Tehiyu Li, Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh, living forever, never forgetting, being Hashem's Am HaNivchar, which was supposed to happen on Shavuos v'Tamuz. Chet HaEgel, Shmiras HaLuchas, and the Chatoim that followed, ruined that. What's interesting is, the Makos, the ten Makos, if we look at the Makos, we can also see this in the fourth Makkah. The Rabbeinu B'chaya, other Mepharshim tell us that the ten Makkahs began in Chodesh Nisan. There are different opinions exactly when the Makkahs were. So there's one opinion is that it began in Chodesh Nisan, which means that Nisan was Makkah's Dam, because every Makkah lasted a month. Tzfardeya was Iyar, Kinim was Sivan, and Tammuz is Makkah's Arav. And then the last Makkah, before Makkah's Bechayrus, which was in Kislev, was Chayshach. And then for 2 months there were no Makkahs at all. That's what's brought down in some of the Svarim. So let's assume now, according to this, that Chodesh Tammuz is the Chodesh of Makkahs Arav. The first time the Torah uses the word Pele is by Makkahs Arav, where the Torah says that by that Makkah there was a separation. By that Makkah, Klal Yisrael is separated from the Umos, from Mitzrayim, v'hiflesi b'yoyim hahu es eretz goyshen asher ami oimed olecho, v'vilti ha'yoyisham oroiv. V'samti fiduz bein ami uvein amecho, l'mocha yeh ha'oyis hazeh. That's said by Makkah's oroiv, because al peep shat, we mentioned this, I believe, at one time. We're going to get something else. That dams v'adei ha'kinim by the Yidin also. Oroiv is the first Makkah where the separation begins. Separation begins with Orev and further by Dever. Dever, it also says Vehifla Hashem, also the word Vehifla. And Dever was in Chodesh Av, the fifth Makkah. Chodesh Av is the Chodesh of the Churban, in which the word Vehifla is used by the Teichach of Vehifla Hashem as Makoischa, referring to Churban Beis HaMikdash, referring to Shikchas HaTorah. But here the Torah is using the word Vehiflesi, that Klal Yisrael is being set apart, Klal Yisrael is being separated from the Mitzrayim until the eventual total separation, which takes place by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Atahakel oisei pele, the pele takes place, the neflois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was supposed to end with Kabbalah Satayra, which really finishes on Shavuos b'Tamuz, because Shavuos b'Tamuz was supposed to be receiving the first luchos, which the first luchos, receiving the first luchos, would have been the finale, the climax of this v'hiflesi here. Now this v'hiflesi, the separation, the setting apart of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim at that time, and later from the Umos HaOlam, is in Tamuz, in Chodesh Tamuz. Where the Torah uses the word lamachar, lamachar yihyeh ha'ois hazeh, just like Aaron said, chag la'Hashem machar, tomorrow. Or we have the word tishaches ha'oretz, and by the eagle it says shiches, shiches amacha. We find parallels to things that happen in Chodesh Tamuz, we see here by the makkah of Oroi. V'gam ho adoma asher heim oleho is b'gematria Chodesh Tamuz. The v'hiflesi is here. The pele was supposed to take place here. We also know that Reuven, as we mentioned, Reuven is Chodesh Tamuz. He represents Chodesh Tamuz. Reuven had a son by the name of Palu. U'bnei Reuven chanoichu falu chetzron v'karmi. Palu also from the word pele. This week's parasha. U'bnei Palu Eliyot. Reuven is Tamuz. Reuven, as we mentioned, would have been the one set apart from all the other Shvatim, by receiving kahuna and malchus yesef se'es v'yasa'oz, which he lost as a result of paras kamayim. Klal Yisrael, which was supposed to be zoichet to the hiflesi, to become the totally separate from the umas ha'olam, on Chivasa Batamas lost it. So instead of receiving Pella, the Pasuk in Eicho says Vateret Peloim. Klal Yisrael fell in a hafladik way. We lost Pella that way, and unfortunately Pella came the other way. That's how it always is. You could tell from the Churban, from the tragedy, from the Yerida, what was really supposed to be. What kind of Aliyah, what kind of great day Shavasa Batamas was supposed to be and will be. Being that that's the day that we were supposed to receive the first luchas and bizoichet to this madrega known as Pella. This is the connection, perhaps, to the parasha here. It says the Gemara, Haroya Pinchas Bachaloyim, if someone sees Pinchas in a dream, Pella Nasaloy. Pinchas epitomizes this concept of Pella. Because what did Pinchas do? Pinchas, with his act, was separating Klal Yisrael from the Umas HaOilam. What was happening at the end of the previous parasha was assimilation. Vayochel ha'am liznois el benois maya. Vatekren ala am lizivchel. Vayitzamed Yisrael leval pe'oy. Vayichar ha'pashem b'Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is mingling with the umos. They're losing their status as the nation that is set apart. Again, once again, just like Bachet ha'egel and other times, this need that the Jews always have to be like the goyim. This is the big Yetzirah that the Yetzirah tries to instill in us. This need that we, the gullus mentality, and that we should be like the goyim, think like the goyim, worry what the goyim say, look like them, act like them, talk like them, not realizing that the whole purpose is not to be like them. The purpose is to be set apart. The purpose is to be set. Am levodod yishkoin, as we read in the previous parasha. Am levodod yishkoin v'agoyim lo yischashav. Pinchas, by killing Zimri and by being moisa nefesh to do it, even though he knew the repercussions and the demonstrations against him that went on after this, that because of that the Torah had to be miyaches him, that he's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas stopped the magefa. Pinchas stopped the assimilation. Pinchas revealed again this concept of Pella, that Klal Yisrael is set apart, the v'hiflesi. So we see when one sees Pinchas and Achaloim, Pella nasaloi. Now, the parasha ends with Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the yomtiv that sets us apart from all the goyim. The Shmini Atzeres is a continuation, really, of the first 7 days of Sukkot. The 7 days of Sukkot are connected to the goyim, too. Rashi says right here at the end of the parasha. Kol yamois haregel hikrivu keneged shivim umois. There were the 70 bulls that they were makriv. Every day, one less. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. In a decrease mode, as Rashi brings in this parasha. By the Purim of Sukkot, Rashi brings down Pariachak Shivim Hem Keneged Ayin Umos Shemis Ma'atim V'Holchem. But they sacrificed these bulls Bismatcha Beis Hamikdash Yekayim to protect the Goyim. Even that was the first 7 days of Sukkot have a connection to the Goyim too. The Pasuk in Zechariah says that in the future the Goyim are going to come to observe Chag HaSukkah. In fact, the Gemara says the Eibush is going to use Sukkot as a mitzvah to test the Goyim to see if they're willing to accept mitzvahs. But not Shmini Atzeres though. Shmini Atzeres, that's only for us. Shmini Atzeres is par echad ayel echad. Shmini Atzeres is the yomtiv. The Ebrister says, "Bevakoshem mikem asuli suda ketana kadei she'ehenem mikem." Make me one suda so I should have hanoah from you. Whereas he brings down later, "Bonim haniftorim me'avihem v'hu oimer lehem kosher alai pridaschem." Please stay one more day. It's difficult for me to see you scatter and disperse because after Sukkot, the Jews went back home. Sukkot, we were together with our Father, we were together with Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says, please stay one more day. It's difficult for me to see you scatter and disperse, which of course Tisha B'Av, in this time of year now, is the time of Preda, the time when the Jews were scattered and dispersed, the time when the Pizur, when the Golus began, when we had to leave the central location, we have to leave Yerushalayim and scatter out throughout the world, today, literally, throughout the globe, that Jews are scattered all over in Golus. Shmini Atzeres is totally the opposite of Tisha B'Av. Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Tov in which we get together. Kosher Alai Pridaschem. As the Marshal brings down that there are 22 days of Yom Tov, or another opinion is 22 days from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeres, corresponding to the 22 days from Shavuos B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. Meaning that Shmini Atzeres corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Shavuos B'Tammuz corresponds to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance. And Shavuos B'Tammuz, the luchos were broken, and as a result of that, we forgot Shikchas HaTorah. So Shavuos B'Tammuz corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, the first day, the Aleph, the first day of the year. Yom, the Yom Teruah, the day of Pele, because Rosh Hashanah is also, it's a hidden day. It's a day that we don't, in the davening, we do not discuss what day it is. We try to keep it hidden so that the Satan should know it is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, in that respect, is also, it's Pele, it's hidden. It's concealed. And Shavasa B'Tamas, we were supposed to be Zeicher to that Bechina of Pele. Instead, what happened was the Shavuos Haluchos. Shmini Atzeres is the Atzeres, the gathering, as the Unkel translates, Knishu. Knishu, a day of his asfas, a day of getting together, a day of achdus, which is the cause, the root cause of the Churban, the root cause of why there was a Tisha B'Av, was the lack of achdus. So Tisha B'Av corresponds to Shmini Atzeres. At the same time, though, we also see that Tisha B'Av will be a Shmini Atzeres. Shavasa B'Tamas will be like Rosh Hashanah. Shavasa B'Tamas will one day be revealed the way it ought to be. So Shmini Atzeres, which is the eighth day, is the day that it's connected to Klal Yisrael only. Hashem says this is only between me and the Jewish people. The Zohar says Yisrael u'malka b'l'chaydohi, the Jews and the king alone. Not like the first 7 days. This day, in other words, is a day that sets us apart from the nations. Pele. Just like Pinchas, by killing Zimri, by stopping the Mageva, by ending the assimilation, revealed this Bechina of Pele. Pinchas lived a life what Shavasa B'Tamas was supposed to be. Pinchas did not forget. He remembered the halacha. There was no forgetfulness. There was no shikha for Pinchas. Pinchas was already in the future. Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Pinchas is Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Eliyahu, the one who goes to every Bris Mila, which is the mitzvah number 8. The 8th mitzvah, that's why Pinchas is the 8th parsha of Sefer Bamidbar. And as mentioned many times, the Jewish people are connected to the number 8. The Gemara says that Kinar Shel Mashiach Shel Shmoina Nimin. This is a world of 7. The future world is the world of 8. The supernatural number, the number that we are connected to, is the number 8. Chanukah is 8 days. And Shmini Atzeres, the day that sets us apart from the nations, is the 8th day. Because they have no shaykhus to the number 8. 8 is not for the Umas Oilam, it's only for us. Pinchas is Begematria Hashem's name 8 times. Yud Kei Vav Kei, 8 times is equal to Pinchas. Pinchas is from the Oilam Hashmini. He's from the 8th world. He's futuristic. He's Eliyahu HaNavi, who attends every bris. He's by every bris, which is the 8th mitzvah ever given. There were 7 mitzvahs prior to Bris Mila. 6th given to other Marushim, the 7th was given to Noach, Edom and Achaya, the 8th given to Avraham Avinu, first Jew. And it's a mitzvah that has to do with Shmoinas Yomim. The mitzvah has to be performed on the 8th day. Pinchas attends every bris. That's also part of his reward here. Because Bris Mila is what sets us apart from Umay Sa'olam. Bris Mila is what makes Klal Yisrael different. Bris Bifsarchem, Bris Olam, that separates us and sets us apart from the nations of the world that want us to sin in this area, especially here at the end of the parasha, the previous parasha, where we read, Vayochel Ha'am Liznois El Benois Moyah. Pinchas stops that. Pinchas ended it with his Mesiras Nefesh, with his Kanois. So Pinchas is Zoicha to attend every single bris. He becomes Eliyahu HaNavi, the Malach HaBris, who attends every single bris. Pinchas is Begematria B'Damayachayi, which is what we say by Bris Mila. We have Dam, the Dam of Bris, unlike other Dam, is not, like we said last time, the color red, the color of blood. The planet Mars, Ma'adim, symbolizes murder, Ritzicha. So the Gemara says there's a way out, a person could become a Moihel. Because the Dam of Mila is not Dam of Misa Chas V'Shalom. The Dam of Mila is Dam of Chayis, of Chiyus. B'domayi Chayi. Pinchas killed Zimri. It wasn't really an act of Ritzicha. Well, by him killing Zimri, he brought about that Batei Otzar HaMageifa Me'al B'nei Yisrael. The Mageifa ended. Batei Otzar. The Torah uses the word Batei Otzar, which is the same letters as Atzeres that we have at the end of the parasha. Vayim HaShmini Atzeres T'yelochem. Atzeres, it's interesting, Atzeres is B'gematri Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Pinchas, his act, which seemed to be an act of killing, was really an act of life. He infused life into Klal Yisrael. Dam Mila is the Dam of Chayas. It's not the Dam of Misa. That's the color red that's on Ruvain's stone on the Chayshem. Ruvain is the Chaydash of Tammuz. But his red, just like this with the Parah Aduma, this is the red of Chayas. This is not the red of Edoim. The red of Edoim is just killing, it's murder, it's evil, it's Chet, it's Im Yadimu Katoila. But the red of Ruvain, the Oidem of Ruvain, who is the antithesis to Esav, that's Pinchas. Pinchas used Kanois, which is Midas Hadin. He used it to bring about Shalom, to bring about Chayis, to bring about Chayim, to end the Mageva. And if a Pinchas is chosen to be the one who comes to every single bris, Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi, who ushers in the Olam HaTikun. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's going to be Mechaya Mason. Eliyahu HaNavi Zachru La'atov is the famous brisa that Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer ends off. Zahiris, the Metzilas Yisharim is based on. Zahiris brings to Zrizus, brings to Zahiris, to Nakias, to Tahara. At the end it says, until Tchias HaMezim, She'alideh Eliyahu HaNavi Zachru La'atov. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mevaser Toiv. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's going to usher in the Geula, the Emes of Geula. The Sfarim say that one of the reasons why Zimri and Shevet Shimon and all those that were involved with the Benayis Mayav and the Benayis Midian were trying to bring Yemais HaMashiach. These weren't, all the Chatoim and Chumash have to be understood on a higher level, on a deeper level. Zimri is Shlumiel ben Surishadai. Zimri is Shaul ben Aknan, as the Gemara says. So that means he's the son of Shimon. He's one of the 70 who went down to Mitzrayim. So you're talking about a tzaddik nizgah. He's older than Moshe Rabbeinu. He's over 200 years old. Obviously, his interest in Cosby is not some physical attraction here. He was interested in Cosby, and the whole thing that's going on is they really believed that they could bring the geula by marrying into Mayav, which they knew that out of Mayav has to come Rus, has to come David, the nitzitz of Mashiach is here. So many times you find certain times that tzaddikim got involved in certain what looked like averis. For like Shlomo HaMelech with Bas Parah, and there are a lot of discussions of this in the Sfarim, a very deep concept, which perhaps, as the Sfarim say, was what Zimri was involved in. He was trying to bring the Olam HaTikun. Pinchas showed him that the way you're doing it is wrong. It can't be now, it's not for now. And Pinchas is the one who's going to usher in the Olam HaTikun. Pinchas, his reward is that he becomes Eliyahu HaNavi, the Mevaser Toiv. He's the one who's going to usher in the Yemais HaMashiach and bring about Tchias HaMesim and bring the world into the Olam HaShmini. And that's why Pinchas was Zoicha, that his parasha is the eighth parasha of Sefer Bamidbar. Ending with Shmini Atzeres, the Yomtif that has to do with eight, with Shmini, the Yomtif that is only for Klal Yisrael, who are set apart from all the nations. Nedarim, by Nedarim, it also uses the word Pella. The Pasuk says, Ishki Yafli Lindor, Ishki Yidor Neder Lahafli. The word Pella is used by Neder as well. Nedarim are also something, by Klal Yisrael, there's the concept of Nedarim, that the Dibur, our Dibur, is holy. Boyachil Devorah, this is a concept that you don't find by the Goyim, that the Dibur of a Yid is set apart than the Dibur of the rest of the world, that when a Jew makes a promise, a Jew takes upon himself an oath, a Neder or a Shu, as we see in next week's parasha, Boyachil Devorah, Kol Hayotze Mipiv Yasa, that sets us apart from the nations as well. So the Torah uses the word Pella. So the parasha is also beginning to preparing us for the next parasha. Rashi says this is the usher to bring us into the next parasha, which is the parasha of Nedarim, which is also the idea of Yafli, of Pella, which, as we said, Haroya Pinchas Bachaloyim Pella Nasaloy. Pinchas is being Nisyaches in this parasha. We're saying that Pinchas deserves to become a Kohen. Pinchas becomes a Kohen, which the truth of the matter is, every one of us was supposed to be a Kohen on Shavasa B'Tamuz. The day which would have been revealed, V'atam Tihi Yulim Amlechas Kohanim, perhaps that's the kahuna of Pinchas. Pinchas' kahuna is not because he's the grandson of Aaron. Pinchas is receiving a new level of kahuna here, because he wasn't, at that time, he was too young when they were anointed. His kahuna is because he has entered into the world of the future, where the Pasuk says, V'atam Kohane Hashem Tikro, Pasuk in Yeshaya, quoted by the Baal Turim in Pashas Yisrael. Pinchas was already zoicha to the kahuna of La'asid Lavoi, the time when all Jews will be kohanim, what was originally intended to be v'atem tihi yulim amleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. And that's the reason perhaps also why after this the Torah is miyaches all of Klal Yisrael, Reuven, Hachanoichi, Hapalui, which Rashi says that the Torah uses the yud and the hey of Hashem's name by all the families, because the Eberstein himself testified that these are authentic Jews, that the Jews are really Jews, they're pure, because there were those who said that in Sholtu, Begufam, and Kalvachayim ben Ashusayim. And if the Mitzriim were able to overpower them, they made them work. So how do you know that they didn't live with their wives? So they're probably intermarried. And how do you know that they're really Jews? Maybe they're really Egyptians. The question is, why does the Torah worry about this now? That this is not the first time the Jews were counted. The Jews were counted already in Parshas Bamidbar. They were counted in Parshas Kisi. So why now? Because this comes after the story of Shittim. Till now, there was no the vilification in this area. The Goyim never suspected that we were perhaps not pure, because they knew all the Jews were always set apart. The Jews never mingled. But after the story with Shittim, when the Jews did for the first time mingle with the Umayyads, with Moab and Midian, so now retroactively they say, hey, they did it here. How do you know they didn't do it in Mitzrayim? So here, even after the Chet, after the Jews fell, Kodesh Baruch Hu shows the Ahava that he has for us, Shiftei Ka Edus Li Yisrael, where the Eibusha tells Moshe, "Vayhi achrei hamageva, vayemer Hashem al Moshe v'yelavozer ben Aaron hakoyen lemor, count them again, and this time I testify." Shiftei ka edus liyisrael. Rashi quotes this pasuk. Shiftei ka edus liyisrael. It's amazing. The words "Vayhi achrei hamageva, vayemer Hashem al Moshe v'yelavozer" is begematria shiftei ka edus liyisrael. The purpose of the counting of Klal Yisrael over here was to testify that Klal Yisrael were truly miyuchasim, even after the Maisa of Shidim. They did not mix with the Mitzrayim. As the Gemara says, Achasi u'pirsama ha'kosev. It was just Shlomo's Bas Divri. She was the only one. There was no other incident. Amazing thing. Without even receiving we didn't even receive the Torah yet. Gal nol achosi kala, gal nol mayon chosim, as Chazal Dashna on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. That the men and the women in Mitzrayim, there was no erva between Yidin and Goyim. It doesn't say that things were well on among the Yidin, but between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim, there was absolutely no contact in this area, except for that one Maisa with Shlomo's Bas Divri. So that the Yichus is a real Yichus, and the Reuven's children are truly Reuven's children. HaChanoichi, HaPalui, with the Hay and the Yud, the Eibush himself testifying. This we're reading even after the Maisa of Shittim, even after the tragedy that occurred in Shittim, and we lost 24,000. This parasha is mechazek Klal Yisrael and miyaches them again. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "You're still my people, despite what happened, and I'm testifying that you are, that you're truly Klal Yisrael." And of course, in this parasha, we also see the ahava to Eretz Yisrael that the Benois Slavchad showed as we get ready for the time when we have to mourn our being exiled from Eretz Yisrael. And of course, right now, we could definitely connect ourselves. We have to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael, especially what's going on right now. We must follow, of course, that those who are in captivity should be released, and that whatever Eretz Yisrael decides to do in the situation, they should be matzliach in rooting out those who should be rooted out of. Loisachaya kol neshama, as the Torah says, what should be done to those who wreak havoc on the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael? They should be zayfet, they should be matzliach. With Hashem's help, with Mashiach ben David, with a true rulership and true leadership, that in this week's parashah we read how Moshe Rabbeinu begs that Klal Yisrael should be given a true ruler, a true leader, Ish Asher Ruach Bay, Asher Yetzei Lifneim v'Asher Yotziim, something which we're lacking today. We should be mispallel for the restoration of Malchus Beis David, and we should be zeicher that these days should be nishapech, as the pasuk says, Yehavchu yamim eilu l'sasen l'simcha v'mayadim toivim, and from the vateret piloyim that occurred shavasa b'tamas and Tisha B'Av, we should have the aliyah, and we should see how Klal Yisrael are set apart from the nations of the world, and as the pasuk says in Micha, ki meit seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflois, that the Eibushter will show us the piloyis of the geula.
Amen.